Okay, we're on Nun Tesimut Aleph. We're dealing with the brachos that we make. Two dots about 10 lines down. My zuos. What are zuos that you make a bracha on? In the Mishnah, Amar of Kitina Gua. It refers to a gua. That means sort of like an earthquake. Rav Kitina Vagalzob Orho. Rav Kitina was walking on the Ruki Matala Piska to Be Uba Tamya. He came to the house of somebody who used to deal with bones. He was a necromancer. Ganach Gua. So all of a sudden, there was a little bit of an earthquake. Does this guy who knows this tumah, you know, the bones and everything, does he know where the gua comes from? Does he know where the earthquake comes from? So a voice came out. Katina, Katina. Why don't you think I know? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers his children, they're sitting in pain between the nations of the world. Two tears go to the Amagadol, and it's heard throughout the entire world. And that's what the earthquake gives him. He's a liar. Even his words are filled with lies. It should be gua gua because it's two tears. Below he, gua gua of it, right? It does make a gua gua, that type of a sound. It makes two different quakes. Battle Odlib, but he didn't want to admit to it because he didn't want people to think they actually knew what he was talking about. So therefore, he said, he doesn't really know. Rakatina today, Omer Sope Kapov. Rakatina himself says that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, clapping his hands. Shnam Ragamani Av Ake Kapayo Kapayo Nechosi Chami. That way, my wrath will be abated if I clap my hands to one another. He groans. Shnam Nechosi Chamasi Bami Hin Chamti. So it's sort of like a consolation of Rabbanon Reboi Berakia. He kicks the heavens. Shnam Heidad Kedorchim. Right? Ya'an El Kol Yoshe Oretz. So some type of thing. There's stepping, right? And an answers for all the people in the land. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov is our fourth answer. He puts his feet under the Kisei HaKavod. The heavens are my throne, and the land is like my footstool. And what happens, that's when the earthquake happens. So that's technically five answers if you include the Ubatamia. Balor Amin, thunder. It's these clouds in the sky when they hit each other. And that's when the earthquakes. It's the clouds that are pouring water into one another. The noise that happens when the water is going from one place to the other in the heavens. It's these icy, I guess, this type of lightning that hits in the clouds itself, and it breaks the different types of ice that are up there. And that's where the thunder comes from. These clouds are very empty. When the wind blows on top of them, it sounds like the wind that goes on top of a bottle, and that's what thunder comes from. It sounds like, because you see the lightning, and then the clouds seem to do something, and the rain comes down, so it has something to do with the lightning itself. And that's obviously how we see thunder today. Haluruchos. You make a bracha on big winds as well. My ruchos, what ruchos are we talking about? Ravai is the afa, crazy storms. Ravai gemir di zafa v'loli lohava. We have a tradition that zafa will never happen at night. V'alkachasim d'havi. But we do see hurricanes and tornadoes at night. Hu das chulib b'yamam. That's only if they started during the day. Ravai gemir di zafa tarti shoy lokoi. We also say that a storm like this won't be able to last more than 2 hours. L'kai mashanam l'osakum pa'amayim tzara. You won't have the pain for that. V'alkachasim d'choi. We find it like l'damase b'ni b'ni. That means it stopped in between, but it won't last 2 full hours. We see it a little bit differently nowadays with our hurricanes, but it could be different in what they had. My lightning, my brachim butter lightning. Amrava barka, it's the actual lightning bolt. Amrava barka yichida, right? Barka chibru, barka yirukta. There's all these different ones. There's like individual lightning, and there's white lightning, and there's green lightning. I'm going to talk about Mekarim Banravis, but also Mekarim Dromis. There's clouds that come up from the western side, western corner, and they come into the southern side. And one goes up and greets his home, cooling kasha, they're all bad. Should we daven or not? That's at night, but in the morning, there's no mamish to it. There's nothing really to it. So that's going to be something different. Even the clouds in the morning are not really anything. Because your chesed is like the clouds in the morning. So it sounds like even the clouds that we have in the morning are normally, there's nothing there and there's nothing chashuv to it. I'm a little popular by how many ancient people say, when the open up the doors and they see rain, barchamer moch sakich v'gani. So the donkey rider who usually does his stuff during the day, he puts his sackcloth down, his sack down, and he just goes back to sleep because he knows it's not going to end for the rest of the day. So we see that, what do you mean? Clouds in the morning are important, and the rain lasts for a very long time. So, it depends on what kind of clouds. If it's very thick clouds, then you're right. Very thin clouds, and you know it's not going to last very long. The whole purpose of thunder is to straighten out those people who are confused and to show that God is in charge. If he does it, that people will be afraid of him. If you see a rainbow in the clouds, you should fall on your face. Said Yechezkel, I see the Keshes Asher Yibenan. I saw that rainbow and I fell on my face because it's a picture of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks like, so to speak. They cursed. You shouldn't bow down at the time when the rainbow shows because it looks like you're bowing down to the rainbow itself. But you certainly make a bracha on the rainbow. You add on more. So he's trustworthy in his place. Kind of tomorrow he's going to keep his word. We say all of it. That's the idea that you say, Allah Haran Velagvos on mountains and hills. What I understand, anything else that we mentioned before is not Ozamas of Bracious. Why do you make an Ozamas of Bracious only on mountains and hills? So we say, Voxi, Barak no Matarasa, even the rain was made with white lightning, etc. So Amravai, Karuch Fatani, you got to put them together. Rav Amar Hasam, the Varatarasa, you make two. Barshakochum Aleobam, Ozamas of Bracious. Hacho Ozamas of Bracious, Ika, Shakochum Aleobam, Laka. Because over there, by lightning and thunder, you make Shakochum Aleobam, Ozamas of Bracious. As we said, by lightning, you can make either one, Ozamas of Bracious or Kochum Aleobam. But over here, you're just making Ozamas of Bracious, Shakochum Aleobam, Laka, and that's why it's considered different. So on the mountains and the hills, you only make one bracha, not two. So if you see the heavens when they're pure, Omer brachos ma'aseh v'reishis. Amos, when would you do that? If it rains all night long, and then in the morning this wind comes and clears out the heavens and looks like this bright blue, that's when you make this bracha. They say Rav Chista says from the day that the basement was destroyed, we've never seen the sky in its purity. The heavens look with darkening, and the sackcloth I place upon all of them. So therefore, we're not going to see anything like that. Nun Tesma Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Ruach HaMidkovas. If you see the sun in its absolute strength, Levana Begurasa, and so to the moon in its absolute strength, Kochavim Zulasan, and the stars in their paths, Mazol's considering the Mazol's, the constellations in the right path, and Rabbanan, and my separation. Same as Avi, when do we see that? Abrai Kochav Chashan, you see it every 28 years. Vada Machzer Venafla, Tukuvas Nisan Bishapsoi. And then the Machzer turns around, and Tukuvas Nisan, the season of Nisan, ends up being when Saturn appears in the sky. But or to the Tlosnagi Arba, exactly on Tuesday night that turns into Wednesday, right when those stars came out for the very first time, or the planets came out for the very first time. Rabino Maharo Hayam. Somebody sees the sea, makes an awesome mass kama. You only make it once in a while. What does it mean, once in a while? If you see it once every 30 days, then you make the bracha. You see Persia, the Euphrates River, on the bridge above all the Euphrates River also deserves an awesome mass. In addition, you are but nowadays, that the Persians moved it around a little bit, and the river is not exactly the way it was, from Beishavur and a little bit more, so you're not sure exactly where the river is. It has to be from Iri to Kira El, so aside from Beis Shavur El, right? Because the Persians moved it around a little bit. Rav Yosef says from Iri to Kira. Amar Rabba Roa Diglas Agishud of Shavistina. If you see the Tigris River on the bridge of Shavistina, Amar Chosamas of Bereshis, that's the original. My Chideko, what does the Chideko mean? Why is it called Chideko and Bereshis? Amar Rabba Shemim of Chadin the Kullin, because its water is very sharp and light. My Paras, why is it called Paras? Shemim part of a Rabbin, because the water seemed to multiply. There's more and more water that comes through there. Amar Rabba, Haide Charif of Mechuz Mishim to Shasu Maide Gilos. The reason why the people of Mechuz are very smart is because they drink from the Tigris River, Hide Gihuri, the reason why they're reddish and a little darker, that's because they were together with the wives during the day. But Hide Naidi Anayu, the reason why their eyes are a little bit messed up, Mishun Zarib Yisavu, because they live in darkened houses, so they have to strain in order to see things. So we also make a bracha on Gisham. Al-Gisham, Tovim Meitim Varachim, make a bracha, Tovim Meitim Varrevo, Ramila Masis, Satana, Mamesam Varachim, Gisham, when you make a bracha on rain, Mishatsa Chosin Likres Kala, when the Chosin goes to Gitakala. In other words, when the rain is so much that when the rain falls down, rain from the ground goes up, so to speak, to greet it. That's when you make a bracha on it. So my mavarchum v'brachim yomekum. Rav Yochum modi manach lachol kotiv b'tiv shuradit olanu. We thank you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for every drop that you gave to us. Rav Yochum esayim b'chol. Rav Yochum will finish it off. Ilufinu malasher kayam. If our mouths were open, were as filled as shira, like the sea is filled with water. Einu maspikin lo dozo chasham alkenu. We don't have enough to thank you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tishtachavem bracha to Hashem. Rovados olakolodos. So the Gemara says, wait a second. For most of the thanks we owe you, but not all of the thanks. I'm Rava Ema Elodos, the God of Odos. I'm Rapa Pelkinemino Tavai. Let's say both. Rovados va Elodos. But then there's a kasha. Do you make the bracha v'tova meitiv? Do you make this bracha lo kasha hadash mishma? If you hear about it, right, that's when you make the modi manachnu l'chadachaz v'michsi. But if you see it, right, so hearing about it, you just make all this massive bracha. If you see it, you make this whole modi manach l'asham b'mishma. And b'zoros tovus is good news. Tanu b'zoros tovus on bracha tova meitiv. You make tova meitiv. I said most massive. I'm sorry, but on good news, you make bracha tova meitiv. Idi to chazim michsi. Right. So that's it. So we say, wait a second. Shama Mishma, if you hear about it, Hanu Besoros Tovos, so that's going to be Besoros Tovos, is going to be good news. Tana Besoros Tovos on Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, that's when you make HaTov HaMeitiv. So the Tov HaMeitiv should be on the news one, and then seeing it, you should make this other bracha. Something's wrong here, though. It sounds like the other one was referring to when the Modi Menachem Lach is when you hear about it. Both of them are dealing with when you see it. Below Kasha, Hadasa Portev, a little bit comes, you say Modim. Hadasa Tuva, but if a lot of it comes, you make HaTov HaMeitiv. Both of them are where a lot of it comes, below Kasha, Hadisla. If you have land, you make a tova meitiv. If you don't have land, at least you just say modim. Wait a second. If you have land, you make a tova meitiv. If you build a new house and you bought new clothing, you make a shech yanu. So I make a tova meitiv. It's his. And it belongs to others as well. You make a tova meitiv. And over here, this field belongs to you, so you should make a shech yanu. Seemingly, you should make a tova meitiv. So you say, shutfis. You have partnerships. Then you can make a tova meitiv. But if you don't have a partnership, then you're right, you should make a shech yanu. And that's the bracha you should make over here. And that's what we mean over here. We say a tova meitiv. It's if you own land with somebody else and it rains, you make a tova meitiv. And if not, then you make a modu manach loch. First wide line, batanya, ksaro shel davra, al shalovu om baruch shalach yanu kimenu. The short version is that on your own thing, you make a baruch shalach yanu, al shalovu shalach avero om baruch tova meitiv. On yours, and it belongs to your friend, you make a tova meitiv. Wait a second. If somebody else doesn't own it with you, you don't make a baruch tova meitiv, batanya. If somebody says to you that his wife gave birth to a male, child, he says a bracha v'tova meitiv. Also, amidi ki yishov adei tinich levizachar. That's also over there. That's when he has a wife with him, where he's happy about the male child that he had, and that's why you make the bracha. And both of them do that together. Otherwise, you would probably make a shechianu. Toshma meis aviv hu yorsha betchila. So let's say your father dies and he yarshins him first. So betchila omer mevarcha daimes. First, you got to make a daina emes because your father passed away. Lebesofo omer baruch atov ametiv. In the end, you make a tov ametiv. Otamid diga achi tukiyarti vade because there are brothers that are yarshining with you. Therefore, you make a tov ametiv because other people are with you. Toshma shini yain nitzolik lebaruch. If you have a new wine that you bring to the table, you don't make a need to new bracha. But shini makom tzolik lebaruch. If you have a new place and you got to make a new bracha. Rabbi Yosef Rabban Rabbi Yochanan Fabi. Even though Shini Yain, you don't need to make a new baruch hagafen, but you still need to make a baruch atov ametiv because it's a brand new wine. So again, why wouldn't you make a shachino? Because there are other people with you that are eating, drinking with you. That's why you would make a tov ametiv and not shachianu. Two dots. So if he built a brand new house or he bought brand new clothing, that's only if he doesn't have anything like them before. But if you have things like it, right, other clothes, whatever it is, another house like it, you don't need to make a bracha. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Even if you have stuff like it, you still need to make the bracha itself. So top of the daf and samach and chal v'kikane v'chazer kane tiberko in tzarich levar. It sounds like if you buy and then you buy again, you don't really need to make a new bracha. That's only if you didn't keep buying. Right? If you keep buying, then you don't need to make a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Rafi l'kane v'chazer kane tzarich levar. Even if you keep buying, you got to make a bracha. Chal v'kiyesh levakane. If you have a suit already and you buy a new suit, tiberko tzarich levar. Everybody agrees that you do need to make a bracha. So what do you do over here? So at the end of the day, we do make a bracha on a new suit. That seems to be what everybody does. Whether you got to make it on other things, that's a little bit of akasha. Like, do you make it on a car? Do you make it on a house? Do you make it on, you know, other, like a hat? What do you do? The only thing we know that you don't is by shoes itself, but tov ametiv or shachianu, depending if you're going to be the only one that has it, there's a little bit of akasha with that. We'll stop with that on Semach and Olav Meisvei. We'll stop right there.